Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am your host, Marty Angel. Gracias por estar aquí. Soy su anfitriona, Marty Angel. So grateful for each and every one of you. If you're watching this on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, remember to subscribe so you never miss a podcast episode. They drop every Friday, and every Friday I am recording, so they'll be here. And if you're listening to this, si estás escuchando esto in your favorite podcast platform, then please make sure to leave a review. That's what helps us. Leave a good review and then reach out and let me know you've done a review and I have a gift for you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is today. So what it is today is critically important that we are going to be talking about. So I've created this 5 series on for the mujerpreneur, and I'm going to start from the beginning in when you're barely starting a business. It's called Cultivating Your Unique Brand Identity. And even myself right now, I'm going to be honest with you, even myself, I have a brand identity already. I've been doing this for a while, known as the Latina Biz Coach, the Empowering Latina Coach, but I really need to solidify my brand. So I am actually working with another coach. So as soon as we're done with the 5-part series, in 5 weeks, I will share with you my coach, right? So let's talk a little bit about, gracias por estar aquí. Just a reminder that we are all actually in this together, mujerpreneurs. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, okay? Woman of Success Without Limits. So I just want to make sure that we are all here for the same thing. This is a podcast where we get raw and real. So welcome to the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast, where we celebrate Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs and share their stories of success. So today we are on the topic of creating a unique brand identity that reflects who you are and resonates with your audience, right? So today we're going to talk a little bit about, vamos a explorar, cómo comprender, how to understand your values, strengths, and passions, to be able to incorporate your cultural heritage and your experiences and establish a memorable brand identity. Are you ready? Let's get started. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what it is, right? Understanding your values. I created a course, and if you're interested in the course, please drop me a line. And in the course, I go through, there are 6 modules, and I go through the first module, which is understanding your values, your strengths, and your passions. It's really important that you understand who you are before you can possibly understand who you are going to serve. We all know our weaknesses. We know that. We all know if somebody says, what parts of you do you wish to get better at or whatever, we can answer that real quick. We all know our weaknesses, but it takes a little more digging to really understand our strengths and our passions. So it's important to create a strong brand identity. Mujerpreneurs, escúchenme bien. It's important to create a strong brand identity. It is essential to first understand your values, your strengths, and your passions. These are at the core of everything else. They are the core components that will define your brand and set you apart from the competition. This is really important. You want to make sure to consider what drives you and the principles that you stand for. So let me ask you, what makes your heart race and keeps you motivated? That's a reflection question. That's a coaching question. That's a self-coaching question that I'm sharing with you. You want to reflect on your personal and professional life to identify the values that guide you. You know, so often we create these, you know, we think we're going to sell to so-and-so and so-and-so, but we really haven't created and aligned who our target audience is with our values. Es importante que sepan que para crear su identidad de su marca personal tiene que ser algo muy sólido, ¿verdad? Primero, es muy esencial entender tus valores, tus fortalezas, tus pasiones. Trabajo con la gente y luego les pregunto con mis coaching clients y les pregunto a ver cuáles son sus valores. Y muchas de esas no me han dicho, estos son sus valores, sino que lo que empezaron a hacer es, les voy a vender a la gente de esta edad a esta edad. Y sin saber si en realidad esa gente se acumula o se arregla o se combina con los valores y las fortalezas y las pasiones que tenemos nosotras mismas. Estos, amigas chulas, hermosas, son los componentes fundamentales que te van a ayudar a definir tu marca y te van a ayudar a que tú como dice en inglés, that you stand out from the competition. You've got to know your values. You've got to analyze your strengths. What do you excel at? What unique skills, talents, or experiences do you, amigas, bring to the table? Acuérdense que sus valores son muy importantes. Remember, your strengths will be the foundation of your business and your brand. Considera, por favor, qué es lo que te motiva. ¿Cuáles son tus principios por los que te has guiado toda tu vida? ¿Qué te emociona y qué te mantiene motivada? Tienes que reflexionar sobre tu vida personal y tu vida profesional para identificar los valores que te van a estar guiando cuando crezcas tu negocio. It's so important to identify your passions. What are the things you love doing? And what are the things that you can't even imagine not being a part of in your life? Your passions are the fuel that will help you stay motivated and focused on your business goals. Let me repeat that. Your passions are the fuel that will help you stay motivated and focused on your business goals. Tienen que entender y saber sus metas, qué es sus pasiones. ¿Por qué? Porque esas pasiones van a ser lo que te ayuda a mantenerte enfocada y motivada en tus metas de tu negocio. Really important for you to understand that. Now let's talk about mujerpreneur, mujer latina, mujer bilingüe, mujer monolingual, right? If you don't speak Spanish but you're a Latina, that's okay too. But let's talk about incorporating your cultural heritage and your experiences. You know, so often we speak, as we say, de los dientes para afuera, we speak about things as if they were not part of us. But it's important as a Latina and a BIPOC mujerpreneur that you understand your cultural heritage and your experiences together with who you are play a significant role in shaping your brand identity. Embrace your unique background. I, the Empowering Latina Coach, say yes. And I'm going to tell a personal story. You would be amazed at how many high-paying coaches I have paid that all tell me I should not identify as a Latina because I will turn people off. Believe it or not, I had a coach 3 years ago that told me that. A very high, prominent on social media coach that told me, do not do that. Do not identify your brand as a Latina. But I am a Latina, and I am a Latina business coach, and I'm a business coach for Latina and BIPOC women, entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs. So I believe in bringing your heritage and your experiences together because they help shape who you are. Those are part of my brand identity. Embrace your unique background and let it shine. Let your Latinaness flow through. Let your Latinaness show. That's been my thing I've always said. Let your Latinaness show. Reflect on your cultural heritage and your traditions. And think about, how have they influenced your perspective and your values? That's critically important for you to understand. Consider ways to incorporate these elements into your brand, whether it's through visuals or like me, and explicándoles mis historias, storytelling, o los productos y los servicios que tú haces. What are the products and the services that you offer that you can bring your unique story to, that you can bring your personal passions to? You want to always begin to share your personal journey because people tend to connect with you based on your journey and your experiences. Everybody has a beautiful story, and your story, mujeres, hermosas, chulas, your story is a powerful way to connect with your audience and to build an authentic brand. Be open and honest about your struggles, your achievements, and what you've learned along the way and what you have lived through, right? So not only do we learn, but we've lived through and learned through, right? So what experiences have you lived and learned through? Reflexiona sobre tu herencia cultural y tus tradiciones. Muy importante. ¿Cómo te han influido en tu perspectiva y en tus valores? Considera formas de incorporar estos elementos en tu marca, ya sea a través de imágenes, narraciones o los productos y los servicios ¿Qué ofreces? Muy importante de nunca empujar para afuera quién eres. It's important, you know, so often, let me tell a story right here. So often I was told through my educational career, and that means from being a student all the way through principal, through college professorship, I had been told, do not identify with your Latinaness. Do not put it out there. That is not the forefront of who you are. You are in America. You need to speak English. I know where I am. I was born and raised an American. I was born here in San Diego. Yes, if you want to look at that, but English was not my first language. Spanish was my first language because my parents were very, very adamant that I become a bilingual speaking young lady. So remember that. Bilingualism is nothing to be ashamed of. So for all of my listeners out there and all of my haters out there who have shamed me for speaking Spanish, language shamed me, to you I say, vete, vete, leave. I don't need you in my life, and no te oigo, I can't hear you. So remember, establishing a memorable brand identity is key. So now that you've identified your core values, your strengths, and your passions, and you've explored your cultural heritage, it's time to create that brand identity that resonates with your target audience. Ahora que has identificado tus valores fundamentales, tus fortalezas, tus pasiones, y has explorado tu herencia cultural, es momento ahorita de crear una identidad de marca que resuene con tu público objetivo. Muy importante. I want you to think about this. Have you developed a clear and consistent visual identity? Visual identity is when I say, do you have your brand? This is the easy part of the brand. This is the easy part because you can choose colors, your favorite colors, your fonts, your design elements, and everything that represents your brand. But that's only a teeny weeny little part of what it truly is. Yes, you can choose colors and fonts and design elements that represent your brand's personality, but make sure they also represent your values. Make sure that your visual identity is cohesive across all of your marketing materials and your online presence. Craft your brand messaging. Think about your brand messaging. I think for me, that was the hardest thing. What is my brand messaging? And here's what I want to tell you. Just because you craft it once doesn't mean it's done for forever. It will continue to evolve. Everything changes. So don't be afraid to craft something now and change it 6 months from now. It's okay. But craft your brand messaging. What do you want your audience to feel or think when they encounter your brand? Create a consistent tone and voice that conveys your values and tells your story in a compelling way. It's important. Your story is part of your brand identity. Quiero que empieces a elaborar tu mensaje de tu marca. ¿Qué quieres que tu audiencia sienta o piense cuando se encuentren con tu marca? Acuérdate que tienes que crear un tono y una voz consistente que transmita tus valores y cuente tu historia de manera que sería muy convincente para las personas que te están escuchando. I want you to remember, though, don't create this persona that isn't you. I want you to be authentic and true to yourself. That when I see you online, and if I were to meet you offline, I would be able to say, oh my God, not only is she that, but look at, she's so down to earth. She's so humble. She's so powerful. All of these things are important. Trust me, mujercitas chulas, in a world of cookie cutter brands, being genuine and relatable is essential for you to build a very loyal audience. I want you to embrace your uniqueness. My uniqueness was never allowed to be embraced, but now I'm embracing it. I am the empowering Latina coach. I empower women to be more than they think they can be, right? So embrace your uniqueness and let it shine through in everything that you do. It needs to come through in a very strong and yet very positive way. So, my friends, amigas chulas, I hope that you found value in today's talk so that you start to take steps in your brand identity. If you're interested in the course, in the course that I'm talking about that helps you in the Rock Your Biz Academy, in my academy, Rock Your Biz Academy, then let me know, drop me a DM, find me on social media, and let me know. If you're listening to this, drop a comment, and I'd be more than happy to set up a free chat with you. For 20 minutes, we can just chat and talk about who you are. All right, amigas chulas, that wraps up our discussion on cultivating your unique brand identity. But remember, your brand is an extension of yourself, your values, your strengths, and your passions. So embrace your cultural heritage, embrace those experiences, and create a memorable brand that resonates with your target audience. Don't be afraid of who you are, because you are hermosa. You are chula. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And don't forget to subscribe if you're watching this on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. Subscribe and hit that little bell so that every time I drop a podcast, you get it first before anybody else. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, reach out, leave me a review, a positive one, por favor, and subscribe to my email list for more insights, inspiration, and support on your journey as a mujerpreneur. And remember, I am Marti Angel, Latina Biz Coach, here to help you. I help you, the mujerpreneur, the BIPOC woman, the Latina, gain clarity and focus on who you serve. Sorry about that. Gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock those six figures. Chulas, les mando muchas bendiciones y muchos besitos. Hasta la próxima. Dios que me las bendiga, ¿eh?
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.